And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says that we can know we are saved? What type of person would you rather be? One who is upbeat and self-confident, or one who is downtrodden and riddled with self-doubt? That's an easy question to answer, isn't it? What person wants to go through life with nagging doubts about such things as his origin, his purpose in life, or his ultimate destiny? There's nothing inherently wrong with doubting, since at times doubt represents little more than the temporary state of mind midway between indecision and decision. But when it comes to our spiritual well-being, doubt can represent a truly destructive force in our lives. Fortunately, God wants us to understand that there are certain things that we can know so that doubt does not become a problem for us. For example, we can know that God exists. In Psalm 46, verse 10, God said through the psalmist, "Be still and know that I am God." God's existence is not merely possible or probable, rather it is knowable. God wanted us to understand that, so we would not doubt Him or His ability to do for us what He has promised to do. One of the things that God has promised to do is to save us if we believe and obey Him. The Bible says, "He who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Yet, merely believing in God is not enough. We must also do what He has commanded. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, we're informed that only those who do the will of the Father are acceptable to God. What does the Bible say a person must do in order to be saved? He must believe that Jesus is God's Son, John 3:16. Confess Christ as the Son of God, Romans 10 and verse 10. Repent of his past sins, Acts 2:38, and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins, Acts 22 verse 16. After a person has become a Christian, can he know that he is saved? Well, of course he can. The Apostle John wrote, "These things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. That removes all doubt, just as God intended for it to do.